Ohana Solar is backed by a Korean energy company, and it has its sights set on using some of our best agriculture lands in Konya for a massive solar farm. Lawmakers introduced bills in both houses to pave a way for the project. The Senate bill failed early on, but House Bill 593 scaled the Water and Land and Technology Committee and is now headed to the powerful Money Committee for passage. Senator Gil Riviere is speaking out against the move to use Grade A ag lands in this way and questions the track that the bill is taking. Some believe it sidesteps the conference committee process. Also lining up against the measure, the State Agriculture Department, the Hawaii Farm Bureau, and scores of environmental groups. Those who support it say we have to look at our ag lands in a different way. But here's Senator Gil Riviere's take on the issue.
We are trying to save agriculture land, and at least I am. And I think most people want to see more local food production. We have for years talked about preserving and saving and enhancing important agriculture lands. And by definition, these lands are grade A lands. They are the very best of the last remaining available acreage for farming. So putting an industrial use and tying up hundreds of acres for solar panels on our very limited quality lands just doesn't make sense to me if we're going to really support agriculture.
Is this in your district?
It's just outside of my district. It's close. It's near the boundary.
And who has the final say?
Chair De La Cruz of Ways and Means will have a large say in what happens next. And then should it pass Ways and Means, it'll go to the Senate for a final vote in the Senate.
I'm a little puzzled. Why does it have to go to Ways and Means?
That's a good question. Another interesting element of this particular bill is that the Senate version was assigned to the Agriculture and Environment Committee, but the House version did not go to the Agriculture and Environment Committee. So it's funny that the same bill would have different referrals and go to different committees.
There has been this push for us to be sustainable and to grow our food that we eat without having to import it. We have seen the pushback with Ho'opili because those were prime ag lands out on the west side. If I recall, there was some move by the state and the counties, I think, to identify some of our prime ag lands.
There is a process underway for the counties to identify important ag lands. The land classifications A, B, C, D, and E have long been kind of determined. And, you know, we have 1.8 million acres of agricultural lands in the state, and there's only 56,000 acres left of our A-grade lands, the very best lands. And Ho'opili took out about 12,000 acres of prime land, and it would just be terrible to see more land going to uses other than agriculture.
And what have been the arguments for this proposal?
They're arguing that by allowing other uses of the land, it will help subsidize the farming operations. But it's not clear to me how that works if the foreign national solar developer is paying rent to the land owner. I don't see the connection necessarily on how anyone leasing the land to grow food would benefit. I see it as a direct competition. If we're trying to stimulate agriculture and farmers for vegetables and food crops are having a difficult time getting long-term leases at affordable lease, and now they have to compete against a commercial enterprise that's more profitable. I don't see how the regular farmers are going to survive. I think this is just going to push them over the cliff.
So you have yet to see the justification for the ag component?
No, I really don't believe that there's a valid justification. If we're trying to protect agriculture, I don't see how putting a more profitable enterprise that is not agriculture on that land can sustain, you know, food farming.
What do we have in place now regarding this issue? Why do we need this bill to allow this a large solar scale project to spring up there?
Several years ago, I was on the House Agriculture Committee, and we allowed, at that time, solar farms to be put on C-grade lands. And I remember the chair of the committee telling me, he said, well, this is probably a pretty good idea. But his concern at that time was that we're allowing solar farms on C-grade land now. Watch out, they'll be coming back for the B and the A-grade lands. And lo and behold, that's where we are today. They're going after the last of the land. And there is a lot of agriculture land. There's a lot of rooftops. There's a lot of places you could put solar panels. I don't see why they need to be on our best ag lands.
I did talk to a farmer in your district, a North Shore farmer, who raises sheep. And I know at the time that they were trying to breed as many sheep as possible because they saw these large-scale projects springing up, and they wanted to be able to be part of it and have the lambscapers, if you will, the sheep, keep the grass down. And there was also hope that there would be an industry for the lamb, you know, in the restaurants and that kind of a thing. But I think there is a concern about not having like a mobile slaughterhouse or a slaughterhouse that will take smaller animals like sheep and pigs.
That has been a concern for a while. The slaughterhouse over in West Oahu has new ownership now. They are very focused on beef production, which is great. But I do believe that they've got something set aside. They've got a part of the slaughterhouse for the smaller animals. But I do know scheduling has been problematic for some of the other animals.
Yeah, we understand that's an issue also, I think, on the Big Island for the industries there. But getting back to this solar project, so you just haven't seen enough of the pluses for small farmers in this deal.
No, I'm absolutely against this proposal. I don't see any salvation in it. I think we've got to draw the line and save our prime lands for agriculture and finding a more profitable use for it to do something else other than growing food on our best ag land is going backwards.
In reviewing the testimony, I saw that there was opposition from, you know, the Hawaii Farm Bureau, the Department of Agriculture, for this very reason. But we did have two prominent names, Richard Hoff from the Big Island and Dean Okimoto from Nalu Farms, coming out in support of it, because when I talked to them, they said, we need to look at farming in a different way, that the small farmers are under so many stresses that we've got to think differently about this.
So in that hearing, I asked Dean, I said, when you were farming, because neither of these guys are farming anymore, so when you were farming, did you consider putting solar panels on your sheds and your roads and your parking areas to subsidize, you know, your electric, you know, to discount your cost of electricity? I said, no, it didn't work out. You know, they didn't do it. So I don't think people object to a farmer generating electricity maybe on their barns or their sheds or their workshops. And that was the justification for putting solar onto the B-grade land, was we're only going to put it on the roads and our buildings. But you see, that's just been blown open now. Now there's going to be almost no restraint on solar panels competing for ag land. So, I just don't see how it can possibly stimulate more food production. Thank you for your interest in this, Catherine. I think this is an easy one. There are many, many issues where we can disagree on the merits or the solution or, well, I just disagree with you that this isn't right. But this is really, to me, a very, very clear question. Are we going to save the ag land or not? It's as simple as that. And I everybody that I meet, everybody, everywhere, Facebook and all over, is clear. Let's save the ag land. So I don't support this bill, and I hope it does not pass.
That was Senator Gil Riviere questioning the passage of House Bill 593, which allows our best agricultural lands to be used for solar farms. We did reach out to the Ways and Means Chair, Senator Donovan Dela Cruz, last week, but have not heard back about plans to schedule the bill for a hearing. We hope to hear from the company later this week. Lobbyist Noni Toledo tells us company representatives are traveling.